Now, the body which represents charities in Wales has criticised changes to the way they're funded. Graham Benfield, who's the chief executive of the Wales Council for Voluntary Action, has told BBC Wales that the tendency to move from grants to contract services results in a worse service and is enormously expensive. Figures from the WCVA show that between 2006 and 2009, grant income fell by more than two-thirds to £291 million. While our reporter Charlotte Dubinsky has been finding out more.
This is one of 1,500 out-of-school clubs supported by Clubiau Plant Cymru Kids Clubs across 18 local authorities in Wales. In the last few years, the charity says it's seen the way it's funded, moving from grants to contracts.
In the old days, you used to just have a grant and deliver and tick off that you'd done various things. Now everybody wants more for their money.
Wendy Hawkins is the director of Clubiau Plant Cymru Kids Clubs. She says changes to the way the charity is funded has posed problems.
The Welsh Assembly Government pay the local authorities in arrears. So now the local authorities think they will pay us in arrears, and that diminishes our reserves. In the good old days, and I've been doing this for the best part of 30 years, voluntary organisations, the third sector, were always paid their grants up front because we didn't have reserves. Now, everybody wants to not pay you until after the work is done.
This is just one of the difficulties some charities say they're facing. So what's the difference between a grant and a procurement? In its simplest form, the Wales Council for Voluntary Action, or WCVA, says procurement is about purchasing services, whereas grant funding is about investing in organisations. Graham Benfield, its chief executive, says he's concerned about the cost implications procurement can have for charities and the impact it could have on services.
It is an enormously expensive process for both procurer and the procured. It tends to destroy collaboration, local community ownership, and it often ends up in a worse service than you had before using grant aid.
Mr. Benfield also says procurement and contracts also pose difficulty because it's not always clear whether you have to add VAT to your contract price. And it's this issue that Wendy Hawkins from Clubiau Plant Cymru Kids Clubs says gets in the way of delivering services.
Our main job is to develop and support out-of-school childcare clubs across Wales. Welsh Assembly Government and local authorities want us to work with partners. Again, that's not easy because of things like the VAT. It gets in the way. It's more of a problem than a solution.
Many charities in Wales are now voicing concern over the complexities of VAT and whether they have to be registered. Liz Marr is a director at Centurion VAT Specialists. She says moving from the grants to service culture means many charities will become VAT liable.
You will increasingly see charities having to appear in the courts to argue their case in terms of the reasons why the error arose or the fact that they don't think they should be paying VAT on these supplies. It is not uncommon to see VAT tribunal cases involving charities at quite a high level.
And has there been a noticeable increase since moving from this grants to procurement-based culture?
Yes, I've even seen a quite a high-profile case where a charity was being given what was called deficit funding to be told that wasn't deficit funding, that was actually a management fee. VAT in excess of £300,000 was due on that charge.
As well as the grey area of VAT, Graham Benfield from the WCVA says he's also concerned about the impact moving from grants to contracts or procurement has on services.
A classic example of procurement was in relation to Meals on Wheels, traditionally provided by voluntary organisations who have provided a hot meal and knocked on the door and spoken to the older person and made sure they were okay. Some local authorities have come along and said, okay, well, we want to procure that service. And they've gone out, people have come in with rock bottom prices. And instead of doing the daily service and saying hello to the old person, making sure they're all right, they've simply put in a microwave and given people a week's worth of frozen food. They fulfilled the contract, but have they lost the service?
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Welsh Government said, there has not been any decision to move away from grants, which still remain the best means to provide funding in many cases. However, procurement is sometimes the most appropriate way to ensure that funding achieves the desired results. While charities like Clubio Plant Cymru Kids Clubs are continuing to offer successful services and finding ways of manoeuvring through the ever-changing landscape of how they're funded, smaller organisations may not be so fortunate. The WCVA says it wants to see funding through grants become the norm. It says grants are better, quicker, and a more accountable way of supporting voluntary organisations.